T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Live.
On America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
KMOX.
We do continue on here on a Tuesday night. Big news today. Former Cardinal third baseman Scott Rolen selected for induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He is the only one to get in terms of the baseball writer's ballot. He will head in with Fred McGriff, who was selected on the Eras Committee around the time of the winter meetings. Right now, very happy to welcome on. She's one of my favorite baseball writers out there from a national standpoint. I love the stuff she writes about and some of the different kind of looks that she takes at the game of baseball. She covers baseball for Yahoo Sports. She is a Hannah Kaiser. You follow her on Twitter at Hannah R-K-E-Y-S-E-R. Hannah, thank you so much for taking some time today. How are you?
That was such a nice introduction, although I have to differ. As someone who was born and raised in the Philadelphia area, Scott Rolen is a Phillies third baseman, not a Cardinals third baseman.
So that I believe he was asked by Bob Costas on MLB Network if about the cap that he was going to go in. He won the rookie of the year. He hasn't said yet. He says he's going to take some time. He wins the rookie of the year with the Phillies, wins a World Series with the Cardinals, where he could have easily been the MVP. That was the David Eckstein year. But I think it's going to be interesting to see which one he goes with.
That rookie of the year season was when I was 7 years old, and I feel like your favorite player when you're seven is really, I can't envision him wearing any other cap.
Are we going to have to check on you if he chooses the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got your number now. I'll make sure that you are doing okay. We'll do a welfare check if there's a, if you go, we can both agree he's not going to go in as a Blue Jay or a Red, right?
I saw that the Blue Jays, he wanted to talk to fans of all four of his teams, and I was like, was the fourth team? And it was the Blue Jays. So sorry to them.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Do you agree with that?
I'm like a radical small hall person, and so I thought no one was going to get in because but Scott Rolen, if anyone, for me. I think it's all become too, we could talk about this some other time. I have a whole theology around this, which is it shouldn't be so difficult to know who's a Hall of Famer. It should be the people who are Hall of Famers.
You just invited yourself back on, which is really good, by the way, because we can't have this conversation. So that makes me happy. The original reason I reached out to you, I loved what you wrote about the strategy for pickoffs, because the rules coming in this year where you can attempt two pickoffs, and then if you're not successful in the third one, the runner gets to advance a base. And you talked to a lot of people, and the strategies on both sides, from a runner standpoint after the throw over twice, but from a pitching standpoint as well, thinking that runner might be more aggressive. How excited? I'm not trying to take everything away from what you wrote, and I want people to read it, but are you excited to watch kind of this new thing happening in baseball with these new rules?
I really am. So I wrote about, I think people can get a little tired of the rule conversations, especially at this national level, because it feels like they're all things that have been tested for a while. We've seen them in the Atlantic League and then in the minor leagues. And so I was not super excited about the rule changes. And then this story came about because at the winter meetings, managers are talking a lot about rule changes because they're getting asked about it a lot. And one of the things that I noticed was multiple managers brought up this specific sort of pickoff element of the pitch clock as something that would really impact their job day to day, because, there's only the shift rule. Okay, so don't stand where you're not allowed to stand. And the bigger bases, they don't do anything with that or whatever. But a couple of managers mentioned, you know, they're going to have to talk to their pitchers in spring training about varying their deliveries without making them too slow. And, you know, what kind of pickoff moves are most effective. And then this strategy element of what do you as a manager tell your base runners in terms of what's a good time to run? Is it after one pickoff throw? Is it after two pickoff throws? Is it before he has any pickoff throws? Because he's maybe already concerned about them. And sort of on the flip side, what are pitching coaches telling their pitchers in terms of should you throw over back to back? If a guy steals second, that is still the same at bat, and you've lost your pickoff throws, you know, when he was trying to get to second, how to handle that. So I found that really, that made me more excited to see the strategic element in play. I'm really interested in general in these rule changes, both the ones that we're getting and then perhaps even more impactfully, the ABS, the automatic ball strike robo zones that could be coming. I'm really interested in just sort of watching teams adapt to them. I know that MLB has intended effects that they want. You know, they want more action, they want faster games, potentially even more stolen bases. And I think that is probably a better brand of baseball. But more than anything else, I think it's really interesting to see how teams adapt, because I think baseball has gotten to this kind of stale point because of how smart front offices are. But I don't think we should be upset that front offices are so smart or sort of demonize the idea of smart people in baseball, but rather I just think they should be given a new challenge, and I'm excited to see what they do with that.
Something that got brought up that I had not really considered or thought of that I found to be incredibly compelling was the idea, because generally we think about these rules, well, you can throw over there twice and you're probably not going to throw over a third time because you give away a base. But what was brought up in your piece was just throwing over there once, but keeping that second one in your back pocket just in case the game kind of speeds up on a pitcher or something, it allows them the opportunity to step off. And I never once thought about that. And so I'm now incredibly curious to see not just how often is someone going to throw over twice, but how often is it going to be just throwing over once and then being done with it?
Yeah, I mean, I asked one of the minor league managers that I spoke to, you know, were your pitchers anxious? And he said, oh, I didn't ask them if they were anxious. He's like, they're so anxious already, I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm anxious watching them in the dugout. It's true. I think we don't realize, you're right, that the reason these rules go hand in hand, or this rule goes hand in hand with the pitch clock, is because it's sort of designed to keep the game moving and to keep the pitcher from, you know, stalling on the mound, which on the whole makes total sense. But right, there's going to be these moments where a guy gets a little flustered or he can't catch his breath or something. And he really does maybe need a couple more seconds than the pitch clock will allow him. And that's when they're going to use those step offs, not just to sort of control the running game.
What do you think is going to happen more often? A player being awarded a base on a third pickoff throw that's unsuccessful, or a runner being so aggressive off the bag that they do get picked off on that third throw?
Oh, that's a great question. Honestly, I think it's going to be the second one, which is the most unexpected version, just because I think that I think runners will pretty quickly kind of settle into whatever it is that makes the most sense with these new rules. You know what I mean? That like it'll sort of stabilize again. You know, what's the runners who are fast enough to get there with that extra jump will start stealing more and everybody else won't. But I think there'll be this sort of adjustment period at the beginning where everyone is more aggressive on the base paths, and that'll be a chance for pitchers to catch some guys creeping a little too far off first.
She's Hannah Kaiser. She writes for Yahoo Sports. You should read everything she writes because she's awesome, and she's joining us right now. Hannah, thank you so much for your time, and we will do that welfare check when we find out that Scott Rolen is going in as a Cardinal.
Well, I'm happy for the Cardinals fans as well.
Thanks so much. Awesome. There's Hannah Kaiser joining us here on Sports Open Line, and we appreciate her taking some time with us this evening. She is great. I'm not just saying that because she was able to hear me. I really like the stuff she writes, and she looks at the game a little bit. I love people who look at the game a little differently, and like that piece specifically, it forced me into thinking about two things about the rule changes that I had not thought about. I mentioned the one, not throwing over a second time because you want to be able to give the pitcher the opportunity to step off if they need it. That had never once even started to creep into my mind. You think about it where the runner doesn't get a base until the third throw. So you think about how you can just do two throws as often as you want, and then you got to start making decisions. Well, there's going to be some out there that say you need to start making that decision after one throw. I thought that was interesting. And then just the fact that in the minor leagues, there's numbers to back up the fact that you are going to see runners getting really aggressive off the bag after the second throw over, that's going to present a really, really great opportunity to pick a runner off. You know that if you throw over and you're not successful, you're going to give away the bag. You get it. Runners going to second if that happens. If you throw it to first and you don't get them, but runners being so aggressive and so far off the bag at first after two throws, just the idea that we are going to, because my, before reading that, I would have told you more often than not, we are going to see a runner get awarded a base for a pickoff throw that's not correct and not successful would be the better way to say that. After reading that, I sit there and say, well, maybe that's not the case. Maybe we are going to see more runners getting picked off on a third throw than you would expect going into the season. So great stuff, and would encourage you to read everything that Hannah wrote about it at Yahoo Sports. We will take a break. We're going to shift gears for a little bit. We'll talk some Blues hockey. We'll hear some of the audio from earlier today at Morning Skate. We'll do that next. And then right after the 7 o'clock news, Mike Kelly, not Missouri Mike Kelly, but Mike Kelly from NHL Network will join us. So we'll come off baseball for just a few minutes, and then we'll jump into hockey, and then get back to baseball later on in the program. It's Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.